Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Unlike a lot of radio and TV personalities, David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation, only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. And now, brace yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, here comes the unfiltered truth about money, investing, and retirement planning from a man who will give it to you straight. No bias and no spin. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, one of the things that I deal with on a frequent basis, I'm happy to do this, is working with couples and with single individuals. And a lot of the work I do is with women. And that is just fine with me because I like women and I like working with them. And they, you know what? They appreciate what I do and they like the help in the financial planning area. And so this is an ongoing conversation and an ongoing subject that I tend to find I spend a little bit more time on than others. And so I wanted to have a little bit more of a conversation with somebody that I felt would be able to help us talk more and dig in a little bit deeper into the challenges that women face with their finances, especially with retirement or maybe a later life divorce. So I asked Cindy Hounsell to come on the line with us and be our guest expert. And she is president of Wiser, and it's Women's Institute for a Secure Retirement. And the website is wiserwomen.org. Cindy, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much, David. Great to be with you.
Yeah, well, it's great to have you on the program. And just to expand a little bit of introduction for Cindy, she's an attorney and a retirement planning expert. She has been recognized widely for her expertise and passion about this subject. 2011, she was appointed by Secretary of Labor to an advisory council for ERISA. 2008, by the Bush Administration Advisory Panel on Medicare Education. And boy, there's a few more things. Hold on. In 2012, Money Magazine named her one of their money heroes as part of a year-long celebration of 40 people who have made extraordinary efforts to improve the financial well-being of others. I think that probably says it all right there.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Cindy. Not many people get to have that recognition. So good for you. And I am sure there is a personal story behind your mission in wiserwomen.org, Women's Institute for a Secure Retirement. Anything in particular that motivated you to focus in on this area?
Well, I was a Pan Am flight attendant for 15 years, and then our pension was frozen, and I had no idea what that meant, of course. And then took a couple of years and someone explained it to me that, you know, you basically don't have a pension anymore. And when I, you know, sort of retooled, went back to school, sort of started a new career, and I ended up coming to Washington on a fellowship. And I thought, well, you know, one of my choices was to work on retirement issues. Let me choose that, and I'll kind of learn, you know, what what lies ahead for, you know, for me and all of my generation. And I was just astonished. And what I realized is, and this was in the late 80s, that, oh, my God, I was going to be poor, and everyone I knew was sort of walking down the same path because none of us really knew what was happening. So.
Well, that, you know, having my pension that's going to provide my retirement benefits for the rest of my life frozen, and then finding out later what that really meant, that it's not just on ice, as they say, but it is, it is done. It's frozen solid and never to be seen again. Then, yeah, that's a wake up call. And I can see how that was a real impetus for your interest in this area. There's so much we can talk about. I want to point out one thing in particular to our listeners. You've got a couple of booklets you put together.
Right.
All right. They are What Every Woman Needs to Know About Money and Retirement, A Simple Guide, and What Every One Needs to Know About Money and Retirement. And these have both appeared as inserts in Good Housekeeping magazine. I think that's so cool. And they have over 26 million readers.
Right. And what we were able to do with that was really get a lot of people to pay attention to the issue.
That's excellent.
The other booklet that we have, which I really like too, that's on the website, is called The New Retirement Journey, What Today's Woman Needs to Know and Do. And that has checklists and things in there, as well as a lot of resources on what you should be doing sort of through the decades, what you should be doing in your 20s and 30s.
So this is not a social schedule. This is what you need to do with your retirement, your investing,
exactly.
And your planning.
Yeah.
I love that. Wiserwomen.org. Everyone can go there. And yep. I'll tell you right now, Cindy, I'm going to go there and I'm going to get some of those booklets because, you know, we talk to a lot of women individually as well as couples. And you know what? I'll tell you this, that when exposed to this type of information, and that's why I'm so excited and applaud what you're doing with your organization, is when exposed with this information, I'll tell you what women do that I have seen. They all soak it up like a sponge.
Exactly.
And it's like a sponge that's been dried out, and all of a sudden you throw water on it. It's like the sponge says, hey, that's water. I haven't had that.
Right.
And so it's like all of a sudden. So I think it's wonderful. And I think it's, of course, very much needed. Let me do this, Cindy. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. I want to dig into some of the details about some of what you're doing and what women need to know about planning their retirement and planning their financial future. Stay right there, okay?
Sure.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read, you'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Cindy Hounsell is with us. She's president of WISER, Women's Institute for a Secure Retirement. wiserwomen.org. And I left out at one of your biographical salient points, Cindy. The National Adult Protective Services Association recently recognized her for leadership and her commitment to older women by presenting her with their NAPSA Collaboration Award. So kudos to you for that as well.
Thank you.
I think
Thank
that's you. Wonderful because that is an area of big concern and probably under-recognized, and that is protecting women, especially as they become older and maybe a little more vulnerable.
No, so financial abuse.
Yeah, financial abuse. Well, especially when or if, and of course, for many women, it is when, that they maybe haven't handled the finances in the family.
Right.
I mean, we still have a lot of that. You know, this is changing as the generations go on, but we still have a lot of that, and now all of a sudden, they not only are dealing with the newness of it, but then, of course, they potentially could be targets, as anyone can be, but they in particular could be exploited, especially with it being something new.
Exactly.
So talk to me a little bit about some of the things that we're seeing with, I'll start with kind of 50,000 feet, and we can work our way down. For women in general, what are some of the things that you would say to them as they listen to this program that they need to be doing about? And let's maybe focus in on the baby boomer and the retiree. I know that the booklets will focus in on younger, but let's talk about the women that are maybe 5 to 10 years from retirement or about to retire, or maybe that they're still working and their husband is about to retire, or they've already retired. Let's talk to those women and some of the things that you would say to them. Look, here are some things you need to be thinking about.
Well, I think one of the problems is that a lot of times women just don't want to get involved with it, or they think it's way too complicated or takes way too much time to learn everything, that there are so many books out there, so many pages, there's so much information now that rather than sort of honing in on what you actually need to do, and the things you need to do are you need to find out what your benefits are going to be. And that's pretty easy. I mean, most baby boomer women haven't worked at 30 jobs,
They've True.
Worked maybe 5 to 7 jobs. So you need to know what you're going to get from any of those jobs. And sometimes people are eligible for things that they didn't even remember. I have that all the time. Somebody will call me and say, you know, I just got a notice from Social Security saying that I'm going to be eligible for, you know, a pension. And, you know, how do I get more information about that? So I think knowing, you know, where your money is going to come from in the future, so that means you should get on the Social Security website, figure out what your benefit is going to be. And, you know, it's pretty easy to do. I don't know if you've used that new system where you get your statement online.
Sure.
And, you know, I mean, I hear sometimes people complain, but, you know, it seems pretty, you know, straightforward and easy to use. And that's kind of the foundation of what you're going to have. And then adding, you know, in what you have at your job, maybe a 401k or a 403b or whatever type of, you know, retirement plan you might have. And if you don't have that, then you better have an IRA. You better have something.
Well, I tell you what, Cindy, because it could be a lot of different situations, and a lot of women have a lot of different assets or different configurations. I think the key thing, step one, is to know what you got.
Exactly.
I mean, and
not that's the biggest mistake. Yeah.
Yeah, and not just what you got. If you are married or your partner, that you know what they got as well.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, again, I'm assuming.
No, I agree.
I'm assuming it's not a 30-day marriage or relationship that you've been married to somebody or been with somebody for 10, 15 years. That I think you are quote unquote entitled to kind of know what you guys have, and that's probably of everything that we could talk about, Cindy. That's probably the most important thing, and then of course that prepares them at least somewhat for what may happen down the road with either a death or a divorce.
Right, which is something's going to happen, you know. And
yeah.
that's we've done studies with the Society of Actuaries, and it's sort of fascinating that even in, and maybe you see this in your own work that you do, is that a lot of times couples, unless you probably force them to do this, they come in, they think, well, I'm 65 or we're 68 or whatever the number is, close to, like, the years of retirement. And they think, well, we're okay now, but they're not saying what's going to happen, say, 10, 15 years from now when one of us may not be here. How will that income change as a result of a death, no matter which one of you it is? And that's where I find, you know, people really do not take that extra step.
You are right on both accounts. I definitely force that as part of the conversation, and I do it every time. I say, knock on wood, and I literally knock on the table and say, all right, let's talk about if one of you is not here. Let me rephrase that. When one of you passes first, because it is a reality, there's only one way off the planet. So let's talk about what that means financially. I actually map it out, and I look at both scenarios. What happens if you? What happens if the spouse? We talk through that. And then here's the good news for our listeners, Cindy, is that the good news is that once you know what the impact is, just like knowing what you've got, you can then take steps to do something about it.
Exactly.
Because if you don't know that you're going to have a $10,000 a year reduction in your income when the spouse dies because, you know, you pick up his Social Security and instead of yours, well, then you can't plan for it. You certainly can't invest for it. And you know what's interesting is by having that knowledge, they say knowledge is power. Boy, is it ever, because I've had situations where we've then figured out what the shortfall is going to be. And then we've either addressed the shortfall with life insurance, or we've set aside certain assets, maybe to be invested a certain way, to then fill in the lost income.
Exactly. And, you know, when I first started doing this work and I started reading about widows, and I thought, you know, people in the survey research always talked about how widows were much poorer. And then, you know, you look at the numbers, and one of my big changes for me was that I answered a letter in a woman's magazine, and they got the largest response ever in the history of the magazine. The magazine's about 150 years old. And it was a very simple question that was asked, you know, what happened to my husband's Social Security after he died? I only get one benefit. Well, you know, that was pretty, you know, clear that if you really thought that and you're widowed, now you only have one Social Security benefit. And then if there was a pension, you're likely to only have half of it as a survivor.
Right.
So what a big drop in income. We don't need any more research to say why are widows poor, you know, if they didn't know that. And then at kind of the worst, most emotional time in your life, you're losing a big chunk of your income aside.
And that's why people say don't make a bunch of decisions when you are in that grief period. And I argue that's correct, but don't wait. Let's pull it forward and plan now. Don't wait till that happens. And then I say, okay, now I got to go through this artificially orchestrated wait 6 months before I make any financial decision, cooling off period. No. Do it now.
Exactly.
You know, Cindy, I want to grab a break. But before I do, let me tell you real quick. I have a client. She and her husband came in together, and he knew that he just knew he wasn't going to be here. He hand-delivered her and made sure I was a good guy, talked with me, talked about the planning that needed to be done for both of them. But in his mind, he knew it was going to be her someday, and he did her a wonderful thing, and she was, you know, accepting of this, and today it's just her.
Yeah.
So they took the time to plan ahead. Know what you got, and then plan ahead.
And know the rules of the system that you're going to be relying on.
Exactly.
Whether that's a retirement system, you know, from the state, from feds, from, you know, your employer, whatever it is, you need to know those rules.
Very good. Cindy Hounsell is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, president of Wiser Women's Institute for a Secure Retirement, wiserwomen.org. That quick break right now, and we'll be right back.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am having a wise conversation. You knew that was coming, Cindy. A wise conversation with Cindy Hounsell, president of Wiser, wiserwomen.org, Women's Institute for a Secure Retirement. You made a comment before the break that I would love to come back to, and that is one of the things that you see sometimes with women is that there's a perception that there's a lot out there, like there's a sea of information, and they feel like, okay, where do I get it? It's almost like trying to merge and there's an 8-lane highway and you're like, I don't even know where to start.
Right.
And I like the idea of them going and getting information from your website, the wiserwomen.org site. They can get the booklets. And then, of course, I've written my own books and I've got one that's planned for women that I haven't gotten to yet, but it will be here eventually. But I've got some good books that are available. But here's what I would say to those women out there, and I hope this helps. There is a tremendous amount of information. You will never learn it all. You can start today. You'll never get it. It's not possible, especially if somebody is on the back nine of life, so to speak. But here's the good news. You don't have to learn all of it, okay? What people need to do, women and men, but especially women who are, as we've been describing, maybe not as aware, some of the women that are not as aware, they need to look for a way to get up to speed in certain key areas that we talked about earlier. And also, they've lived their lives and they've experienced a lot. They don't have to go it alone. They can partner with friends or family members who can help them, who can help them understand what's out there. And they can also work with an advisor. Now, I'm going to say the best time to meet that advisor is before they're on their own.
Oh, for sure. I think the other thing that's really important is to take a step sooner than later and look for that help. Because a lot of times I see that women, an event happens, they get a divorce, they lose a job, something, you know, they're caregiving for parents, whatever those pressures are. And when they come out of it, they find that they really can't afford to live the way they were living. And then they don't do anything about it. And I think the longer you wait, the fewer your choices. And that a lot of times if you find an advisor and you take the steps you need to take, you're just going to be much happier and you're going to save yourself from months or years of stress.
Well, I can tell you, and again, what is the legal disclaimer? Results may not be typical.
Right,
Let me say this. I can tell you it's purely from my own observations and having worked with men and women. I've had my company for 16 years, Cindy, and I can tell you, doing this every day, I have seen people who are prepared and who have their ducks in a row, their house in order. Especially for women, they've been involved in the process, and I've seen them be able to be much more resilient on the financial part of it. It's not something that all of a sudden everything's thrown in the air. And they're able to, which is really wonderful, have their focus be where it should be on dealing with the non-financial aspects, the loss, and adapting to the single life or whatever transition they're making.
Right. I mean, I recently met a woman here in the Virginia area, and she lost her house because of her son starting a business, losing his job during the economic crisis. And it was a scam, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And he just took her money. She lost her house. She ended up going into senior housing, having very little left in assets. And she sat there and she said to me, I was devastated. I thought I would never recover from this.
Yeah.
And then she pointed to the two women on either side of her. She said, these are two women that came along that helped me, and I have two of the best friends I've ever had in my life. And my life is so much better than I ever thought it would be at this stage. So the point was, she went and did what she needed to do.
Sure.
Right? And,
sure.
And looked for that help and ended up, you know, I can honestly say she's like my model, you know, for having to change her life at an age where it's not so easy, but also to end up doing something about it and not hiding from it.
Well, and that's really, I think that's the key, is these things don't go away. I mean,
right.
You know, they've got to be
right.
dealt with. And,
right.
you know, on that point, it's some statistic I read the other day that a high percentage, if not the top percentage, of exploitation with seniors and or senior women or women is with family.
Right.
And
right.
so, you know, if, golly, I know it's a tough call. In fact, I just read about an advisor that somewhere up northeast had scammed his own parents out of money. I mean, it's just crazy. So it happens, and I guess I have to say, Cindy, that if somebody is concerned about this, they got to be careful. It's very difficult with the immediate family. This is why we need to make sure they're wiser, right?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
WiserWomen.org. Cindy Hounsell's our guest. She's president of this organization, Women's Institute for a Secure Retirement. One more quick break, and we'll be right back.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
Welcome back. We're with Cindy Hounsell, and she's president of Wiser, Women's Institute for Secure Retirement, wiserwomen.org. Well, I tell you, Cindy, the need is huge for women, I think, to be engaged with their finances if the husband or their spouse, partner, whatever their particular situation is, the other person has done all the work and been involved. You know, there are stories I could tell of situations I've seen where people didn't know, and either divorce or death really created a financial injury on top of the emotional. So more information is helpful. And I want to say one thing too, is if women are not involved, and when I say that, they need to be going to meetings and being involved. I had a situation one time where a couple of them, and my ongoing listeners have heard me talk about these stories where women have just been blindsided. One in particular, her husband started suffering from dementia and cognitive impairment, and ended up the money just was gone, a huge portfolio. It got traded away, or it was somehow the financial person got a hold of it and it was gone. And so, you know, you can't just say, oh, well, he takes care of it. You can't do that.
No, you can't rely on it. You can't. And I even tell people when they work with an advisor, an advisor is exactly that. They're going to help you make decisions. You cannot just be throwing it all in somebody else's lap, because people can make mistakes. You know, you want to know that you're an active partner in
That's
whatever's
right.
happening, right?
That's exactly
and
right.
and any advisor doesn't want that responsibility either. Because no matter what happens, you want to know that your client is involved and that they know that they're making choices.
Yeah, and when I work with people, Cindy, I need them to come in, sit down. Yep. We need to talk. We need to figure it all out. We map it out. I'm not asking them to be here every day, but I do need them to understand what we're doing, because you can delegate responsibility but not delegate authority, something like that. Basically, yep. you can have somebody do work for you, but it's still your money.
Yeah, exactly. And nobody's going to care about your money more than you will.
Oh, I love that.
Ever.
Exactly. I couldn't say it better, Cindy. That's a good
right?
point. No, I agree 100%. And I think sometimes people are afraid to speak up. And I mentioned to Cindy I'd be sending her my books. And I wrote two books. And one of them is How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Scams. And, you know, people should not be bashful as they are interviewing an advisor, especially, we talk about women on today's program. If a woman is trying to figure some of this out on her own, she needs to ask as many questions as she feels comfortable and not feel like she's putting anybody out. And if somebody gives her that impression, she needs to get up and walk out. There are a million advisors in this country.
Exactly.
And there are plenty of them that would be happy to help.
Right. For sure. So I think, you know, what we talked about in the beginning was, you know, taking the steps to make sure that you know the rules and you know how much you have, and then how much you're going to need, how long you're going to work. All of those things play into it so that you're an active designer of your future.
Well, with women living longer than men, typically or often, of course, family dynamics and history, health, lifestyle choices, all that certainly affects that, but it's very likely that she will be the survivor, and so she needs to know what to do when that day comes.
Yep. I just saw a friend of mine a week ago from college, and her mother's 101 and a half.
There you go.
And it's amazing because her dad died at 57.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
So wow.
Right after we graduated, like two weeks after we graduated from college. And so that's a long time of being widowed. And what's amazing is that her income is still about $28,000. And he was a working man, you know, I mean, just worked for, the Postal Service.
Mm.
And so she's got survivor benefits, and, you know, they've increased over the years. And a lot of people that are much younger than she is don't have that level of income, you know, when you look
Excellent.
At what the average benefits are. So.
Well, Cindy, we need to stop right there. Thank you for being with us. We have lots more you and I can talk about. We'll have to do that on another program. Cindy Hounsell's been our guest, ladies and gentlemen, and it's Women's Institute for a Secure Retirement, wiserwomen.org. Cindy, we'll have to have you come back and talk another time with us.
Great. Thanks so much, David. It was my pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.